This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on India-Mauritius Multifaceted Bilateral Partnership. The participants are Professor Harsh V. Pant, Strategic Analyst, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani Correspondent.
India and Mauritius enjoy close bilateral relationship, and Mauritius was one of the handful countries with which India had established diplomatic ties back in 1948. 70% of the Mauritian population comprises of Indian origin people. Since 2005, India has been amongst the largest trading partners of Mauritius. To discuss more on India-Mauritius bilateral relationship, we have with us Professor Harsh Pant. Dr. Pant, welcome to Akashwani.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Pant, before we delve into the details of the bilateral relationship between the two countries, I would first like you to explain the historical ties between the two nations.
The relationship between India and Mauritius, of course, goes back decades. And ever since Mauritius became independent, Mauritius' first Prime Minister, Mr. Ram Gilan, he made it very clear that India would remain central to Mauritius' foreign policy. And India's position will not be jeopardized as Mauritius evolves, as its foreign policy evolves. And since then, we have seen how Mauritius has continued to keep India at the core of its foreign policy aspirations. And this has reflected in our bilateral political contacts, which are very regular, bilateral economic ties, which are thriving, bilateral strategic ties, which are developing from Indian Ocean to the Indo-Pacific, a bilateral defense cooperation that continues to gather momentum through multilateral engagement. India supports Mauritius when it comes to the issue of Chagos. So in some ways, what has happened in this relationship is that ever since independence in 1968, we have had a vast ambit of this relationship grow. As you pointed out, because there is very, very fundamental aspect of this relationship, which is driven by the people-to-people engagement, you know, 70% people of Mauritius being of Indian origin, that gives it a very emotional connect as well. So there is the relationship where India and Mauritius established formally the diplomatic ties in 1948. That history that we have, these connections that go, you know, as far back as 1700, you know, when Indian workers came to Mauritius as indentured laborers. That, I think, has led to this phenomena where today you see people of Indian origin now dominating Mauritius politics and economy. And since then, that relationship has moved ahead along, you know, multiple dimensions. And therefore, when Dr. Jaishankar makes this visit to Mauritius, it is emblematic of this larger trend that for India, Mauritius will always be its preferred partner in the Indian Ocean region. And that's what the visits underscored. That's what it underlined. And the fact that it happened to be one of the first visits of Dr. Jaishankar since taking office, part of the third Modi administration, again, highlights the importance that India continues to accord to Mauritius.
Carrying on from what you said, as you have already mentioned, Dr. Jaishankar himself said that Mauritius is one of the first countries that he is visiting in his current tenure. I would like to understand from you, India has initiated a number of projects in the East African nation. Can you elaborate on the areas where both the countries are collaborating?
There are a range of areas where they are collaborating, and I think that again is reflective of the breadth and depth of this relationship. Now, one of the most important aspects, of course, is the trade relationship that we have, where India is the largest trading partner and the largest exporter of goods as far as Mauritius is concerned. And Mauritius is also the largest source of FDI equity flowing to India. So there is a relationship between the two countries. On the economic front, the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation and Partnership Agreement was signed in 2021, which again is something that India has signed with very few countries, but it shows how comfortable the two nations are when it comes to economic engagement. So the economic engagement is very, very substantive. Then you have India part of multiple projects which India is investing in, India is assisting in. And these projects are health centers, hospitals, eye centers, infrastructure development, and of course, you know, capacity building Mauritius as Mauritius makes its economy more relevant to contemporary realities. So in that sense, you have relationship at the capacity building level, at the level of generating social and economic infrastructure in the country that is quite visible. Then you have the defense relationship. That defense relationship, of course, is very critical at the Indian Ocean when China is expanding its footprint and when the Indo-Pacific is becoming the center of gravity of global strategic competition. So in that sense, what India has done over a period of time is to enhance coastal surveillance capabilities of Mauritius and set up coastal surveillance radar system, has given given defense capabilities to Mauritius. And very recently, both the Indian Prime Minister and his Mauritian counterpart inaugurated airstrip and jetty at the Galega Islands, which is very central to how India visualizes the whole target approach. So in that sense, you have the defense relationship. So you can see how you have people-to-people ties, you have economic ties, you have defense relationship, and you have socio-economic components in this relationship. And therefore, what is intriguing and interesting about India-Mauritius relationship is that India finds Mauritius at the heart of its neighborhood first policy, target policy, as well as the broader Indo-Pacific outreach. So in that sense, the relationship has been expanding quite remarkably over the last few years.
In fact, Dr. Pant, you have elaborated quite a few areas, but first I would like to touch upon the strategic relationship which both the countries enjoy. So as you had mentioned, in February this year, Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister of Mauritius in a virtual ceremony inaugurated a series of strategic projects in the Agalega Islands of Mauritius, which includes a 3-kilometer airstrip and a naval jetty. How significant it is when it comes to strategic partnership between the two countries, and also how are both the countries strengthening their maritime cooperation? I would like to emphasize on this particular aspect.
Given that the two nations are Indian Ocean region countries, given that the two nations are bound by the waters of the Indian Ocean, and of course now bound by the logic of the Indo-Pacific, maritime engagement is at the heart of their strategic engagement. And in that sense, what we have seen over the last few years is that the two nations are trying to work in the maritime domain to address both traditional and non-traditional security threats that have emerged in that domain. And as the maritime domain has become more contested, it is now virtually imperative for like-minded countries like India and Mauritius to continue to work together. So when we talk of India inaugurating a new airstrip, jetty and other development projects in Agalega, it is very important that this territory, very critical as far as India's maritime vision is concerned, because it allows India as a friendly country to look at, gives India this maritime domain awareness in a part of the region which is increasingly critical for India's own security. And as countries, major powers, including China, become and emerge major players in the Indian Ocean region, India's ability to continue to work with Mauritius and continue to have that kind of an engagement with Mauritius where maritime domain awareness and intelligence sharing, information sharing can become the norm, that I think is going to be very, very critical. So I do think that the maritime domain issue is going to be very, very central to the relationship. And as I said, the coastal security is going to be very, very critical, and that India has really worked hard to ensure that Mauritius coastal security network is enhanced, is strengthened, and the coastal surveillance radar system that has been set up with that in mind, that ultimately for capacity of Mauritius to be able to respond to the maritime challenges with the help of the capabilities that India can provide is going to be central, because ultimately Mauritius will have to do its own bidding and Mauritius will have to ensure that its security interests are protected and preserved. At the same time, ensure that it can work with other like-minded countries like India. So enhancing Mauritian capabilities in this regard is going to be critical, and I think that is where India will continue to invest in the coming year.
Dr. Pant, we have already discussed on this and touched upon this, but I would like you to emphasize again on the economic aspect between both the countries. Since 2005, India has been among the largest trading partners of Mauritius, and for the financial year 2022 and 2023, total trade was US$554.19 million. Trade has grown by 132% in last 17 years. As you have already talked about CECPA, which is the first with any African nation for India, what are the areas which needs to be looked into for further strengthening the economic cooperation?
You know, the economic relationship, as you rightly mentioned, has been growing and growing in a way that perhaps creates new possibilities in this domain. But what I think we'll have to think about is how can we increase the basket of our economic engagement? What more areas can be brought in the economic space? And are we leveraging the free trade pact that we have signed fully? Because I think this also has to be looked at through a different perspective, that now that we have signed this free trade agreement, what are some of the benefits that are accruing, and can they be enhanced? On the broader issue of the economic relationship, I think what is going to be important going forward is whether Mauritius and India together can work in ways which perhaps allows for the new economic order to be leveraged, because we are living at times when the geo-economic order is changing. There is a great degree of reluctance to have over-dependence on any one particular actor. There is a reluctance to have supply chains dominated by one particular actor. So we are living in a world which is in flux. So in that sense, can India and Mauritius work together to leverage their economic strengths so that both can become partners as we look at a new stage of economic growth for both nations? Because India is also now at a phase where India is looking at privileging Make in India. India is developing its manufacturing base. India is engaged in free trade pacts with other countries. So how can we keep the advantages that are accruing to India and Mauritius as part of their own free trade pact at the same time as we leverage other actors? That is going to be a big concern and big issue for the two nations. Of course, happened is that India today is giving a lot of grant, what is called a special economic package, where you have priority packages, infrastructure packages, development packages that are to be executed. And a lot of the projects, whether it is in the infrastructure sector, development sector, health sector, all those aspects, all those domains are now front and center of this conversation. The economic relationship will also have to evolve, taking into account these new realities.
Both the countries, Professor Pant, have also been collaborating in the health sector. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated India's first Jan Aushadhi Kendra in Mauritius. Your views on this development?
Yes, absolutely critical, and I think health is going to be one of those sectors, as I mentioned in my previous answer, which is going to drive the partnership, this partnership in the coming years, because health has become central to the way two nations are looking at each other today. This is not new. India has been, there have been several projects in the past as well that India has supported, like Jawaharlal Nehru Hospital, Subramanian Bharati Eye Center, etc. But what has happened since COVID-19, when I think the first time we saw the sense of countries recognizing the issue of health as a national security challenge, India supporting countries like Mauritius, not only with vaccines, but also with broader sets of pharmaceuticals. I think what is now happening is that health is being taken at the very heart of people-to-people engagement. And therefore, Jan Aushadhi Kendra that was inaugurated is a manifestation of that trend that India's heft in the health sector, if India can provide, develop the health sector, can use that, can leverage that to develop the Mauritian health sector, I think that would go a good way, great, that would go far in cementing an already very strong relationship. But if it strengthens this argument that India's relationship with Mauritius at the heart is about people-to-people engagement. It is about people's well-being.
You just spoke about people-to-people level, and taking a cue from your answer, Dr. Pant, people-to-people ties hold a very important place in diplomacy. When it comes to Mauritius, Indian origin people weave a very important thread between the two nations. How are both the countries furthering this, and what are the areas where it needs to be worked upon?
The whole foundation of India-Mauritius relationship rests on the people-to-people engagement. And as I mentioned, this has a long history. When Indian workers went to Mauritius as indentured laborers to work on sugar plantations, that is something that continues to alert the two nations to the enormous possibilities that exist, the link that exists between the two. And therefore, the centrality of India continues to be the guiding principle, because at the heart of it, the relationship is about people. And while diplomats can do their big talk, but the people feel it in their daily lives. And therefore, when you see so many people of Indian origin now dominating in the Mauritian politics, its technology sector, its political, economic sectors, that is in some ways the driver of the relationship. It will have to be continuously nurtured, and that will have to be continuously engaged as a very important and a key driver of this relationship. And I think India has continued to work towards that end. For example, we see President Murmu being the chief guest at the Mauritius National Day celebrations earlier this year. There's also the announcement that India will be granting OCI card to seventh generation of Indian origin people in Mauritius. So there is certainly this drive that people-to-people engagement should be leveraged, people-to-people engagement should be taken forward. And I think that awareness also is something that drives diplomats in this relationship, that drives relationships, as I think the warmth which the leaders of the two nations relate to each other is reflective of the trend that ultimately the people-to-people relationship continues to be the singular bond between the two countries.
Dr. Pant, you shared your views on India-Mauritius bilateral relationship, and we had a comprehensive discussion on this entire bilateral relationship between the two countries. Thank you so much for sparing your time for this valuable discussion.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on India-Mauritius Multifaceted Bilateral Partnership. The participants were Professor Harshvik Pant, Strategic Analyst, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani Correspondent.